Next, we chat to a lady who has 63,000 followers on Pinterest, and she is from Drizzle and Dip. And Sam Linsell, a very good morning to you, one of South Africa's top food bloggers and a cookbook author. Good morning, Sam, and welcome to Cape Talk.
Hi, Zane. Lovely to be chatting to you today.
Today, we're chatting lockdown food. I know that there's restaurant food, there's this food and that food, but today it's called lockdown food. What do we mean by lockdown food, Sam?
Yeah, I think what's happened with the lockdown, certainly in the beginning stages, there was a big focus on home cooking. So people that would normally not actually cook started cooking much more. So things from everything to do from baking, the huge big food trends around making your own sourdough, banana bread and things like that. But just overall a general sort of focus around home cooking, home baking, and using a lot of pantry staples essentially to make your food last a little bit longer.
What are those pantry staples that one should be keeping? What ingredients should you sort of during a lockdown period keep at home? I know that flour is one of the things that people, self-raising flour, just ordinary bread flour, because a lot of people started saying, listen, I'm not going to the store every day for bread, so I will then just basically keep this at home. As a matter of fact, Sam, I walked into a store some time ago, about 2 weeks ago, and they were sort of, the powder pre-bakes that a lot of companies use in their delis. Those powder pre-bakes are now available in a small 500-gram pack, and you add yeast and you add a little bit of water, and that's it. And there you have a loaf of bread. What should be in my pantry, in my cupboard?
Yeah, because people are wanting to minimize shopping, so obviously buying the pantry staples is a great way to help with that. I think things like chickpeas, you know, if you want to, you know, chickpeas, beans, lots of sweet corn, obviously all your flours, if you're interested in baking. Things like, you know, various tins, the tin stuff is really good. Fresh produce is the big thing. People, you know, that's what you need to sort of go to the shop for regularly. But I think just all your dried pantry type of things is great. Pasta, rice, and some whole grains, that's great. Always easy to whip something up. And if you've got freezer space, it's also a good idea to keep things in the freezer.
Chatting to Sam Linsell this morning. She's one of South Africa's top food bloggers and cookbook authors. I had a look at your malva pudding with ginger and what is it, ginger and pears?
Cranberry.
Yeah, no.
There's one with pears. Malva pudding.
The one in the rooibos. And then I had a look at your pan-fried feta and thyme with black pepper infused honey. Oh, goodness.
So yeah, the other thing people are looking for now is a bit of comfort eating, because the world has gone crazy and everything is a bit haywire. And so we're looking towards eating things that are familiar and comforting to us. So I don't know about you, I've certainly gained a lot of weight over the last lockdown period.
Two of us.
Calories haven't really been counting. We're probably also exercising a lot, and obviously also being winter makes it a bit harder. So there has been quite a big demand and an interest in comforting foods, something that's very familiar, puddings, you know, soups, hearty dishes. So that's definitely something that there's been quite a bit of focus on.
What are people cooking, especially now that it's winter? And you know what they say in winter, the moment it starts raining in Cape Town, everything smells like soup.
Exactly. It's quite weird that you say that, because I did a soup series on my website. I decided I like soup, but it's not my absolute favorite thing in the whole world. So I did a whole range of soups. I did everything from a winter minestrone to my absolute favorite butternut soup. I added a spice with a little bit of ginger, which gives it a nice little twist. And I did a mushroom soup. So I found the soup recipes did very, very well. And people are interested in making that. That's something you can make quite affordably at home, and you can stretch that out.
The thing is, you know, when I look at pan-fried feta with thyme and black pepper-infused honey and stuff like that, it's sort of just a normal thing that you would probably have in your cupboard or probably have in your pantry, and you might have a little bit of thyme growing outside in the garden. And just to put this together, because people are fed up actually at the moment, having been home for so long, not being able to do the fast food thing that often. And you sit there and you say to yourself, how creative can I become? So if people are bored of cooking, where do they need to look for that little bit of inspiration?
I think everyone's looking online, to be honest. And as you say, you hit on another big food trend with regard to this lockdown, is that people are missing their Friday takeaways. So people are trying to make kind of takeaways at home style food. That's certainly globally quite a big thing. And people are realizing that they can. It's not actually that difficult. Quite a few of the chefs that had to close their restaurants went online and did a lot of cooking courses. And soon people were able to make things that they thought were unachievable and only available at a restaurant level. So I think online is where it's at, which is fortunately where I live. It's my natural habitat. I have my website there, and I'm on Instagram. And, you know, basically I live on the internet with regard to my food and my content. So I think people just Google everything and try and find things. People are following. There are so many online foodies to follow. And I think people are looking for inspiration there generally.
Chatting to Sam Linsell this morning, and she is one of South Africa's top food bloggers and, of course, a cookbook author. How have you survived? Talk to us about Sam.
Well, I mean, I did mention that I've put on weight, but I think in the beginning it was incredibly difficult and quite confusing for us all just to grapple with the pandemic. I think I've settled in with it. I try and keep very socially distant. I work from home anyway, so it hasn't been the biggest change for me. It was kind of the same. I just had to stay in a little bit more than normal. I'm normally quite social. I love to eat out in restaurants. And that has had to obviously stop. I'm slowly going back to restaurants now. I feel a little bit safe to go to certain restaurants, especially eating outside. And the ones I've been to have been, you know, I felt quite safe going to. And I think it's quite important for us to support the restaurants because they are in absolute dire straits right now with regard to the lockdown and the alcohol ban. But yeah, so I'd say that I have coped quite well in the sense that I carry on cooking and sharing everything online, so my life has been, it's been okay, and work has also been quite good.
It's going to be a cold and sort of rainy weekend in Cape Town. You know, do you have any tips for us on what to do? I've got a bit of a fillet that I'm putting out tomorrow. A couple of weeks ago, I did the fillet in, a beef Wellington. And I was actually so proud of myself because normally when you cut a beef Wellington, if it's not done correctly or rested correctly, you've had this sort of a bit of juices coming out of it. But
yes,
mine was like spot on, actually. And I think it's because I had that whole thing about blending the mushrooms down and rendering those mushrooms down and then putting down onto the pastry. But that's a whole conversation. What do people cook this weekend when it's cold and wet, Sam?
Just one quick tip on that. If you ever want to prevent the pastry from going soggy, you lay down a very thin crepe, a crepe-like pancake, and then you wrap your duck cells of mushrooms in that, and then you put the pastry around. That helps a bit. In terms of this weekend, I think I've got the most amazing orange and ginger roast chicken, which is super easy. Oranges obviously are in season, so that's a great one. Ossobuco, which takes a little bit of time, but definitely worth making today for tomorrow. And then, as I mentioned, I've got quite a lot of really lovely hearty soups, because I think it's going to be raining for quite a few days in Cape Town.
And that's Sam Linsell chatting to us this morning. Give us the details. Where can we find all these mouth-watering recipes? And I like the pics that actually go with those recipes. Where do we find it?
You can find me at drizzleanddip.com, which is my website, and also on Instagram at drizzleanddip. And then you'll see I basically post every single recipe that I do onto Instagram. It's quite a foodie-focused feed, and that all links directly through to each recipe. So Instagram is probably the best place, but otherwise you can use the search function on my website, drizzleanddip.com. Thank you.
Sam, thanks very much for chatting to us this morning. Hopefully people will go and have a look at your website and find out exactly where they can find the most interesting recipes, and that is Drizzle and Dip. We had a chat there to Sam Linsell, one of South Africa's top food bloggers, and of course the cookbook author about what to do. Yeah, I'm saying again, malva pudding, ginger and pears poached in rooibos tea. That should go down well after Sunday lunch.